I just hope he doesn't change his mind. I just hope.
Hello, welcome to the Rose Pricks Finding Prince Charming podcast. I'm Ronnie Karam from Watch What Crappens and the Big Brother Smother podcasts. And here I am with my beautiful, talented, adorable little co-host, Miss Stephanie Wilder Taylor from For Crying Out Loud.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I don't know why I go and do a voice.
I like when you do that.
In an improv group. I was always terrible at improv.
You were?
I was always me. That's what they would tell me. You're always you. I would try to come up with a funny line, but if I had to be like, you're a Spanish homeless lady, I would, you know, just be me. Like a tiny accent.
Well, improv has changed a lot, you know. It's become very popular, and now that's like a whole movement of just being you. You know, that's a whole thing now. You don't always have to be a character. It's not all groundlings.
I love it when you and Ben do all the that's what makes it entertaining is all the voices.
Oh, hi.
Batch. Batch. Slap batch. I'm a Christian batch.
So everybody, we're already talking crazy and we're just starting. Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you want to know when the episodes are posted, you can subscribe to us in the normal outlets, of course, but also on Instagram and Twitter, we release them immediately. So they'll give you a little ding when we post. And we are at Rose Pricks Pod on both of those platforms. We're also on Facebook, where people are coming on and making really hilarious comments during the actual episodes that we cover. So go to Facebook.com and find Rose Pricks Podcast. You can find Stephanie on Twitter at S. Wilder Taylor. And I'm at Ronnie Karam. Also, we have a premium feed for this podcast now, where we shamelessly take your money. These episodes will always be free for the first few weeks, and then they move into the premium feed. And we also have bonus episodes now. Today we covered a bunch of Finding Prince Charming gossip, which was hilarious. We called it, this bitch is broke, his not-for-profit is most likely fake, and Chad, the real estate guy, is throwing a fit in public. It's all wonderful, so go
and
listen.
And everybody seems to have already known that Roberto was already a hooker.
Yes, logo new the whole time.
Yeah, so tune in for that.
Yeah, so if you want that, just go to rosepricks.com and sign up, okay?
And here we go with episode number two.
Episode number two.
All right.
It starts with Lance from last week going, this is a game changer, Roberto. Like, it's really not, but you're cute.
Yes. Then what I have is the opening is like after all the, you know, previously, after all that, is just Sam, who, as we talked about on the bonus, I know that you're kind of feeling for him. I don't like him.
And he gives us a bunch of him because he's got such obvious self-hatred and like rabid anger towards other gays that he doesn't seem to understand yet. And it makes me feel for him. Sometimes it takes us a while to bloom properly.
Yeah, well, I think they're grooming a villain here, and I like it.
Oh, yeah.
We need a villain.
You don't even need to make this one up. He's, like, just all-out villain at this point.
Yet Chad gets accused of being mean. Well, we'll get to that. Okay. All right. So Paul's feeling really lucky that he didn't get sent home, and Sam is expressing a need that he needs to keep his eye on the prize, keep reaching for the stars, stay focused.
Like, it's a game. I love it. Yeah. Sam also is the one who hates the really flamey guy, Robbie or whatever.
Right.
And I thought it was really funny that he says this. I woke up and I was like, you got to keep your eye on the price. It's like, oh my God. It's always those guys who hate the little flaming one the most.
Yep.
What is the price? What are you, like, waiting for something to go on sale before you buy it? Girl.
So all the guys come in the room, and naturally they've all just finished a huge, massive workout.
Yes.
You notice that? They're all like, yeah, I just worked out.
And Paul, the frown smile guy, he's like, I'm smiling with a frown. And has kind of church lady face.
Yes.
If any of you, you know, remember SNL from the 80s.
He does.
Paul's like, this is one of the most emotional experiences I've ever had so far, and I'm immensely grateful to be here. Frown smile. So ridiculous. So the girls
I still think he's going to win. But yeah, I liked him much less on this episode.
I think he will win, and I'm with you on that, mostly because you put it in my head. But now also I look at it, and I think this is the kind of guy who has a job. He looks like he's one of the only ones with a job. And he's got that salt and pepper hair, and he's got kind of that, like, tight-ass gay daddy thing where he's like, okay, Roberto Sepulveda Jr., you didn't do the dishes, and you sucked a dick at my own birthday party, okay, of somebody else, but I forgive you because that's what I do.
Yeah. Ugh. Because my ex-boyfriend died, and he was really sad and depressed, and the last thing I want to do is make you sad and depressed, so come here, you.
Yeah.
You little cheater ass, come here.
Every time he gets in a fight with him, he'd be like, but my last boyfriend killed himself, and that's why I feel like, ugh, I hate when people use that. It's so tacky, okay?
Oh, God.
I don't know why I'm so mad. It's like Friday morning, and I've got so much anger that doesn't even make any sense. Oh, Sam, let's hug.
Hold on 1 second. I'm closing my back door.
How dare you? Yeah, but if Roberto had closed his back door, there wouldn't be all this controversy.
It was too loud.
It's too loud on the outside.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. So the girls all gather and start talking in the whatever room, the living room. Yes. And that little Robbie guy's like, hi, honey. Good morning, sweetie. Hi, honey. Good morning. Hi. It's morning. How lucky are we? Here we are in the morning. Chirp, 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 chirp. He's like the cutest gay bird ever.
Oh, my God. That is the best. Somebody was reacting to your impression that they loved it so much. And I was like, I've been just hearing it in my head all week. I love it so much. How lucky are we?
I've been doing it to my friends. It's making them crazy. I'm like, how lucky are we? Oh, wow. Look at us in this bar. What a beautiful bar. We are so lucky to be here right now. No, shut up.
Oh, my God. Okay, so they all start talking about their first impressions of each other, and there's trouble between Eric the hairdresser and Chad the real estate broker.
Yes, and they were all throwing each other shade. Because before that even started, I forget the guy's name, but one of the guys is like, I wasn't sure about you, to another one. And they're like, okay. And then Chad and whatever, bleach face, Eric, right?
Yeah.
Chad and Eric start getting into it, and Eric's like, well, I feel uncomfortable around you, but it's just a feeling. So people are allowed to have feelings. Right now, I'm feeling uncomfortable, and I'm okay with that. I just wanted you to know that, like, it's a feeling, and I'm uncomfortable.
Yeah, but we don't know what the problem is yet.
Yeah.
But here's where gay bachelor is no straight bachelor. The problem, Eric tells us, is that the night after elimination, he was alone in the kitchen and Chad walked in and put his hand in his pants. What? So Chad is like, he acts like he's the one who's like really shocked at Eric because Chad says it. So Chad brings it up, right?
Yeah. And he only tells us. He doesn't say this yet to Chad. And just because you don't understand what this means, I'm just going to explain it to you. And I don't mean to treat you like you're dumb, but this is like a gay thing. So when you're flirting with a guy, often guys, we really are monkeys sometimes, you guys. They'll just grab their dick. It's like a thing. Like you kind of grab your dick, and then maybe they'll grab their dick. And then you're like, we're horny. And then you do it. I know it makes us sound like a bunch of monkeys in a cage, but it's just something that happened. So that's why he's making a big deal of it, because they're drunk. He comes into the kitchen. He starts kind of grabbing his dick where he could be scratching his nuts, or he's just grabbing his dick while he's flirting with you.
I'm sure he was grabbing his dick.
Yeah, but that's just kind of like a flirt thing. Yes, it's perverted, but it's a thing that happens. So that's why Eric was like, girl, come in here all drunk grabbing your dick at me.
Right. But then we find out that not only did he grab his dick, but he was like, hey, let's go in the pool room.
It's cooler in the pool room.
Yeah, it's cooler in the pool room. So which was making me kind of suspect of Chad, just in a beyond, like, is that's how he breaks the ice? Like, he doesn't know this guy from anywhere. They're alone in the kitchen. Like, is that what he does at his real estate job? Maybe that's why he got fired. Maybe that's how he shows houses. Maybe he's like, here's the quartz countertop, and oh, here's my cock. Let's get into escrow.
Now, this closet might be a little tight. My butthole is not. Would you like to give it a try? Which first, the closet or my butthole? Let's
try. I'd like to show you all the room in my butthole. Let's go. Hurry up.
Talk about
space. I've got multiple offers.
So Chad, I love how Chad is talking with that like overly intelligent guy that's like totally dissing you, but doing it in a way that sounds like he's being nice. He's like, well, we don't all know. Oh no, Chad was saying, well, we don't all know each other and we all have feelings, I guess. He's like, yes, we all have feelings and I'm uncomfortable around you. And my feeling is that I follow my gut because I don't believe you're a bad person and I don't think you have bad intentions. I just feel uncomfortable around you, so maybe we can move on from here. He's like, basically, like, you a stupid hoe, don't ever try and stick it in me in public again, or I will call the police. Now don't yell at me in public either. We're moving on, right?
But this was great. So they go to Chad, and Chad's take on it is, he's like, you know, I mean, maybe we just didn't vibe, but I'm willing to just move on. Yeah. Oh, I'm sure you are, Chad. Yeah. I'm sure you are.
Sometimes people vibe, sometimes people don't vibe. I will still sit on his dick. Like, what am I gonna lie? I'm not going to lie. So Chad gets the note. Chad, you're very cute. I like how you yell at people quietly with compliments, but please unbleach your teeth. Is that possible? Go backwards in time. They're making me crazy. So they get Tyra mail and everyone's like, ah!
We just got a letter. We just got a letter.
And they do that. Is that from America's
Blues?
Oh, it's from Blue's Clues.
Yeah, it's from a kid's show, so I can't believe they all know it.
That's creepy.
Yes, I know it because I have three kids. But yeah, it scares me a little bit that they all immediately went right into it.
It is kind of creepy, sorry. So I like that Robbie is like, letter! And he walks in with a towel up to his chest.
Yes, hilarious. That was so weird.
He's such a weird guy.
Yeah.
And then the letter is so badly coded, like gay coded. It's like, we could quote unquote chill and you could like quote unquote bump into me. What? You guys are so like edgy.
Gay writers. Hashtag gay writers. Yes. So they're going to go to the beach and all the guys start jumping around on the bed like they're at a slumber party. Oh my God, girl! I'm gonna get to see him with his shirt off again. Woo!
And Robbie can't even jump on the bed; he falls. He's like, yeah. "Oh, jeez!" I just wrote, "I hope this is not a sports challenge," and it was.
Oh my God! So, did we find out first what they're gonna do? Yeah, I guess we did. That there's gonna be a volleyball competition.
We find out once Lance shows, like, Lance really is as useless as Chris. I have to hand it to him. His eyebrows are doing a very good job of, like, saying stuff, but still, Lance, oh, Lord, girl. And he's trying to give it so much emotion, too. He's like, hey, guys, with that really eyebrowy way that he has.
Yeah.
I love that the really flamey guy with the bleached hair, Justin. He's like, oh my God, it's the beach. I'm glad I haven't eaten since 1997.
Yep.
And then he does this purse where he like puts his head down and then his eyes get really big. Like that gay purse. I love that.
The purse lips. But before this, we see, so Robert's wearing some kind of really serious short shorts. And Eric doesn't waste any time in telling Robert that Chad made him uncomfortable. So Eric's the hairdresser that was scandalized by Chad. But I thought this was interesting. Rather than, you know, do his, ain't nobody got time for snitches, like he did with Charlie the Bear. He's like, oh, huh?
Well, I think he realizes that they're just all going to be like that. Because the first thing they all do is tattle. It's like you get time. It's like the straight bachelor, and I use that term loosely, but it's like the straight bachelorette show where all the guys... You know, if they feel like they're behind, they just start tattletaling on each other.
Right.
That's not hot, okay? Right. Whether you're gay or straight, not hot.
Right, but the night before, Robert's all, oh, I don't like that when people start telling on each other. But now he's like, oh, really? Okay. And then he goes off to Chad, and he starts questioning about it. He's like, what's going on, Chad? What's going on in the house?
Yeah, what's going on in the house? And because Chad's like, I feel nothing. Like you are not making people comfortable. And the most important thing in 2016 is to feel comfortable at all times with all things.
Yeah.
So people are not comfortable. What do you have to say about this?
Chad's like, dude, I masturbated for like 2 seconds. Jesus. Wait, you can't masturbate in a kitchen now? Oh, sorry.
Why don't you yell at my nuts? Because they were the ones that were itching, Roberto. And then Robert changes what was said. This is not what was even said to him. And he's like, I hear you are not being nice in the house. You are not being nice to people. Which is not true. I mean, if anything, he's being overly nice. It's like, what? I was trying to give somebody a blowjob. That's the definition of nice. Like, how can I be nicer?
I'm a giving, caring, nurturing person. I want to nurture cocks left and right. Show me your cock. I'll nurture it right now.
If it's mean to offer to swallow a stranger, then put me in jail. Okay, put me in mean people jail, Roberto.
Oh, so then next, Dylan. He's the hotter guy in the house. Dylan tells on Sam.
Oh, good. Yeah, another tattletale.
Roberto is equally nice to him about it.
Yeah.
Dylan's you should know that Sam is like a bully. He's like not really nice to people.
Yeah.
So basically, you know, Robert has no problem.
He's like, I'm uncomfortable. He's making people uncomfortable. Oh, yeah. My God, with this fucking word uncomfortable. No one cares.
No.
Carry a hemorrhoid pillow. Like, your comfort is no one else's responsibility, okay? This is not like a movie theater where you're like, could you turn the air down a little bit? I'm uncomfortable. I paid to be here. You're on a reality show.
Oh, my God, in the most low-budge reality show ever. Like, what were you thinking was going to happen?
No one's comfortable on a $5 budget. Like, complain to that producer who loves the rentboy.com or whatever. What's his name? Robert Graves or whatever.
Yeah.
So, poor Robert is just like, oh, Jesus. These bitches just whining. So then Lance's eyebrows announce that they're going to play volleyball, which is just cruel. I mean, I know that it's a stereotype that gay guys are terrible with sports, but I don't even mean to be cruel to the gay guys. I mean, it's cruel to the volleyball. I've never seen a volleyball get slapped that viciously. They're like,
My God, that's hilarious. That is so funny. And to back you up on that, the guy that they were all saying, well, Justin is the sporty guy among us. Justin's the guy with the white hair. Who looks like he's in, like, the Stray Cats.
Yeah.
He's the best they got.
I know. Well, you know who else they call sporty? Lesbians! And he's the one with lesbian hair, okay?
Yes.
He's like the lesbian man. So, of course, he's the best at it. And so
first we have to let people know, in case they didn't watch the show, that they split up the teams. Okay? So the guys have to split themselves into two groups and then name themselves. And, of course, the Robbie is apparently the team captain, like he was a football, and he names his team the Robettes. There's the Robettes, and the best title of all, the Nice Guys.
Oh,
you
got
know
them.
The Nice Guys are not going to be winning any volleyball.
Come on, gays, we're supposed to be good with our sayings. Everybody knows Nice Guys finish last. Everybody knows that.
Oh, my God. They couldn't come up with it. I feel like they really might have been put on the spot.
Just call one team Spit and the other team Swallow and let's move on with our day. The Robettes. Girl.
Oh, God.
They're so the Swallow, Robettes, by the way.
The Robettes win. There's a little, like, play-by-play with who's getting a better score. Roberto is supposed to be judging. Because he's going to pick, we forgot to tell you, he's going to pick an MVP. And that person is going to get a one-on-one date. And the MVP gets to pick someone from the other team who's also going to get one-on-one time with Robert.
Yeah.
So you know whoever gets picked as the MVP is going to get somebody from the other team that is the least competition.
Yeah, he's going to get a fat slash or homely person. No offense, everybody. And also, Roberto does his coded language where he's like, well, the man I am with has to be athletic. In other words, no fatties allowed, okay? He just said it out loud.
Right. Well, yeah, meaning they have to be at the gym 6 hours a day.
Yeah, exactly. And then Dylan, he has like a little private thing on the beach with the winning team. It's like, I don't know, sandwiches from Ralph's or whatever.
Yeah.
And Dylan goes, I've never been in a situation where I've dated one guy with four other people. I'm like, I highly doubt that, actually.
By the way, too, Chad is really upset before they, because he lost. He's like, all I want to do is, this is where we first start seeing Chad's drama side. He's like, all I want to do is bury my head in the sand and just masturbate, just touch my dick.
God, I wish there was a pool room to pull myself off in. Jesus! So they cut to the loser team who's back at home, and it's Jason, who's the, you know, chubby bald bear, so I'm rooting for him, but it's never going to happen. And Sam, really bitter cute. Sam. Yeah, he's like really Jason. Cute, and he's really nice, too.
Yeah.
But they cut to him and bitter Sam over at the house.
Yeah.
And Chad, too. And Chad's like, let's just say this. The team was in their favor. What does that mean? Does anybody even know what Chad's talking about? Because I don't know.
That was confusing, but I think he was drunk.
Oh, okay. Well, that kind of explains it. So back on the beach, Robert's picnic, he's like, so who are you closest with in the world? Which is like a typical bachelor question. He's like, be vulnerable.
Yes.
To me.
Take your walls down.
And so they all start yapping, you know, the canned answers like, my mom, my dad, my brother, family's important. Oh my God, my family, yeah. my family.
Robbie tells the story again about, well, I mean, I'm just so lucky to live and that, you know, it's like 2016 because like my football team, like they all love me. How lucky am I?
Lucky.
Yeah. Oh. So having nothing to do with any of their stories, RJ's like, I choose Justin for the one-on-one. Because he's vulnerable.
I love that he showed some vulnerability to me. I talk to my mother every day. I tell her everything. I'm like, I have a feeling you don't.
No. I have a feeling that there are some beer bottle stories that you have not shared with your mom.
I have a feeling you've got a tiny bit of green glass shoved somewhere up your cornhole. Stuck there for all time. It's probably scarred over. Why are you lying?
If these beer bottles could talk.
Hi, Nikki. Okay, so Justin's like, he is more than just a handsome face. He's also a 30-foot dick. And I'm going to win. I'm going to win this. So Justin goes, and I just wrote, he's just picking Justin to get the losers out of the way. No offense, lesbian. But I skip.
Yeah. Just that when he announces that that Justin wins, for no reason, all the guys are like, woo, yay! Why? I don't know why that is. And meanwhile, Chad is trying to get Eric's attention to talk to him.
Oh maybe back that's, at home. Wait.
Back at the house, yes.
Okay,
I'm sorry. I should have made that more clear. They get back to the house, and then they say, so who got to be MVP? And they're like, Justin! And everyone's like, woo, yay! Why?
I think because they watch The Bachelor and they know that she always picks ones that are like homely first to be like, oh, I had private time. And I just don't like you because, I don't know, like our conversation wasn't great, you know?
Right.
So maybe they just watch the show. I don't know. But it was very funny that Bitter Sam and Chad are in the hot tub and they're watching everyone celebrate and they are so bitter schmitter. And Sam's like, what's up, Chad? Like, you okay? And he's like, no, somebody said something about me. And he's like, oh my God, somebody was sabotaging you.
Oh, that was the best.
And he's like, yeah, I seriously have one foot out the door. And, you know, I'm just going to like let it go. And he's like, do not let this go. Do not let it go. Someone is trying to hurt you.
He's like, oh my God, Robert's going to find out. It's like he ripped your heart out.
So dramatic. And Sam is just pushing him into a war. And then
we missed a whole scene.
We did?
Yeah. First that we have the confrontation between Eric and Chad. Because Chad's following Eric around going, I want to talk to you. I need to talk to you. This happens right after they come into the house.
Oh, okay. Chad's like, I have that next.
Chad's like, Eric, I want to talk to you. So they go in the other room and then they sit down together. And Eric's like, that's when we find out that the pool room thing happened.
Okay.
Because Eric now recounts the story and he says, you know, that you said it was cooler in the pool room. You were like touching yourself and then you were like gesturing towards the pool room saying it's cooler in there. And Chad's like, what?
You That's think I'm crazy. Attracted to you? Ew, gross. You are gross. Your teeth almost blinded me, okay? Do I look like I want to be Stevie Wonder? No, you are gross. Close your mouth when you talk to me. You're gross. I would never touch my dick. Never. Okay, get him out of my nuts.
Yeah, maybe I was scratching myself, but like, what? Like, you're crazy. So that's when then Eric's like to camera, okay, well, I guess, you know, that's how he's going to go with it. He's going to deny it. Whatever. I don't really care. But he was also, really drunk.
This guy is such a drama queen because he says, I think he was drunk. Actually, a lot drunk. Like, super drunk. I'm like, okay, you know he's wasted.
Right.
So now you're just going to make a big deal out of every... I don't. He just seems drama. Like a drama queen to me. I don't think it's very drama. Nice what he's doing. Because
I agree.
Even if Chad is gross, that's not the way to do it. You know, no, slap his face.
I agree, but it gives us something to talk about, which is hilarious. And it brings Chad into all his crazy canary talk.
We have a canary in his ear. Oh my God, we have a canary in his ear. Canary!
And that canary sang about me being mean. What's going on?
Your story is false. I never, never came on to you. Are you out of your mind? And he's like, I think you must be out of your mind because of how you're acting right now. Well, you're just basically calling someone a rapist on TV.
Right.
And then you're wondering why they're reacting like that. Come on.
And then Chad goes, you're dead to me, and storms out.
And Eric, of course, whips out the old Real Housewives excuse for everything. I was just being honest.
Yeah. I was just trying to be real. You know, I was just saying my feelings. So now is when Chad tries to go and like take this story to lunch with all the other guys. But Jason is his friend. This was funny. So Jason, who's the chubby makeup artist, tries to comfort him for like 2 seconds. And then he's like, okay, you need to stop. You need to go take a hot shower or jump in the pool. But girlfriend, you are exhausting me. Girl, you need to stop.
I want you to, it's not like I want you to go home because I don't. You're my friend. I don't want you to have to go home, but it will be nice to not have to compete with you for dick for one fucking night of my life. Okay.
Yeah.
Bye.
Yeah.
Basically. And he is being exhausting and negative. He's going around to everybody like, can you believe this? And they're saying I'm a horrible negative person. Well, stop being horrible and negative.
Yeah. But that's when Chad goes out to Sam. And then Sam steers him right in that direction.
Yeah. Don't let it go. They'll rip your heart out.
Yeah.
Like, okay over there, cray cray. So the guys come out. So all the guys come out, and these two are sitting in the hot tub. And Sam goes, you guys, I'm not comfortable being around you guys in a group. Okay? Because, you all change. Like, I like you all individually, but as a group, I just can't with you. I don't like it.
And then everyone's like, well, I'm not comfortable either. Like, I'm really uncomfortable. Oh, I'm more uncomfortable than you. You make me feel comfortable. You better make me. Oh, my God.
What are they all supposed to go inside? You don't own this damn house. Okay, he's like, I'm not comfortable around you guys. Who cares?
Now you have to do the impression of Robbie, what he said about Sam.
That guy is like a sweet guy, but, you know, like he's a cuddly bear. And then he snaps, girl. God.
Oh my God.
He's so cute, that little Robbie guy. Oh my God.
So now Justin has to pick somebody to go on a date with.
Yeah, he's like, hi, lesbian here. Now look, I get to choose someone else who gets to spend some time with Robert. So, fat bald person, you're in. Go for it. Like, oh God, this is so shady. He totally did that on purpose.
Of course he did. And then Jason cries like he's just been crowned Miss America. He's like, oh my God, really? I never get chosen for anything. This is the happiest day of my life.
It's like he just won a special code word on the box of Pop-Tarts. Oh, jeez.
Oh my God. And then back to Chad, who wants to know, okay, who sang like a canary?
And then Tanique's like, a canary's a person who goes down to, the canary dies first. Like he forgets, he doesn't even know what he's about to say. But he's like, I've read somewhere that the canary is the one that dies first, okay?
Tanique is like, the black gay Jessica Simpson. He's just like, chicken of the sea, what? Huh? Canary, girl.
Can I also say I'm loving Danique. I'm loving him. I love that he is semi nervous, insecure, and also hateful of this whole experience. And I love that he shows it on his face. It's like always a different thing in every scene when they show his face. But sometimes he's like, I cannot believe I'm part of this bullshit. And sometimes he's like, oh my God, what if I could actually fall in love with this guy? And sometimes he's like, girl, I'm just gonna beat the crap out of somebody. I like him. I'm starting to like him.
He's not gonna last long though.
I know, but that's also part of the reason to like him, you know?
Yeah.
Bless his heart. Enjoy him while he's here. Like a saltwater taffy.
Yes.
It's not going to stay around long. Yeah. It will be digesting in my stomach soon. So, canary. Chad keeps saying canary over and over again. He's like, someone's a canary. Like, really? Canary? Sing like a canary? Who sang like a canary? And then Rob's like, why are you, like, literally stewing in a pool of negativity? Like, you're literally stewing in a pool of Sam. A disgrace.
And Chad's like, if someone chirped like a canary, they should pull me aside and tell me. And then, Eric did pull you aside.
Yeah.
He literally pulled you aside and said, I didn't like it when you grabbed your dick and told me that the pool room's cooler.
Yeah, and he already knows who it is. What's wrong with him? He's such a weirdo.
He's like, what? I can't believe how these guys are being. Like, they're singing like canaries, but they won't just tell me to my face. They did.
It's a very special Netflix drama about a gay who's not perfect. And when he is confessed to, does not believe it and goes off to find the new killer.
Yes.
They confessed already.
So then Jason tries to tell Chad to shut the fuck up. But Chad is done. This is where he packs his bags, and then he dramatically sits at the top of the stairs waiting for the guys to talk him into staying.
He's like, Jason's like, be positive. And he goes, Jason, I feel like our relationship has been altered.
And then...
what is your relationship? A pair of pants?
Chad's like, I want to leave, but like my heart is telling me to stay. Like my brain wants to leave. Like, my whole brain and body wants to leave, but my heart is like, no, you have to stay.
This guy is like, so ridiculous. He puts his suitcases in the hallway and then just sits on them at the top of the stairs. Like, Robert doesn't even live there, so he's not going to come talk you into staying. What, are the cast supposed to talk you into staying? And why are you sitting right at the top of the stairs where someone can just push you down, stupid? And he goes, I feel so outcasted. Oh, Lord.
Girl. I know. And then 2 seconds later, he's like, okay, I've decided I'm going to give Robert another chance. Drama. And then Jason walks by and he goes, all right, so do you.
How? Yeah, literally. In your own bedroom. Go do yourself. In the bedroom. Do not invite anybody in there because they're just going to tattletale on you.
Oh, God.
He's ridiculous. I'm going to give Robert another chance.
Yeah, he's so going to give Robert another
Delusional.
Chance. Delusional. Yep. Okay, so then it's date time. And by the way, this show just gets better from here to me. Mm-hmm. So Robert and Justin go on a date to make custom colognes and drink champagne. And this is where I think they accidentally put like a straight producer in here. Come on. You cannot tell me that two gay men want to go make cologne. That is such a chick thing.
Yeah, it really is. And Jason the lesbian, he is so hilarious, this guy.
He's oh, like, yeah.
I'm a little bit nervous, but I can make lemonade out of piss. So I can get through here. I'm like, you're talking about, like, you don't even know what you're saying, okay?
No.
Piss drinking is actually a real thing in leather bars. It's disgusting, but it happens. And you're talking about dating somebody who just drank sperm on camera. Like, for rent boy. So, poor lesbian does not even understand how on the money he is.
I know.
So, they gotta make their...
it's so classy.
Yeah. And then, also, you can tell these guys are Old Spice kind of guys. Because they say things like, the lady's like, what is your favorite smell, lesbian? And he's like, roses. Because my grandpa grew roses. And, like, nobody wants to smell like a rose. I'm sorry. No. Like, no, it's a very pretty flower, but what a disgusting smell to have for a man.
Oh, my God. The worst. It's a grandma smell.
Yes.
Or grandpa, in his case. What?
Yes.
I was appalled at this. I was like, this would be boring and irritating if it was on The Regular Bachelor. Don't do this to these guys.
And they literally had no other smells that they could come up with, which was even funnier. Like, right. Roses, that's it. And he's like, yeah, because my granddad roses. I'm like, yeah. That's it? You're going to smell like a rose. That's all you have. Like, you can't say toast.
Right.
I mean, I don't know. Like, you know, the
anything.
Exhaust from a semi. Is it
yeah.
Anything. But just a rose. You got to mix it with something, you guys.
I know.
And nope. Robert's like, oh, today I want the lesbian to open up his butthole. So let us see. So they
with
smell
a
it.
Shampoo bottle. That's what we have in common.
And the lady, the perfume lady's like, you guys, we are going to find synergy. Oh,
yeah.
Lord.
Robert's like, Justin says that he likes the smell of white rain. And that is the exact shampoo bottle that I shoved up my ass. So we have so much in common. He's going to love this cologne.
His smell is cleansing my colon right now. We shall be together. And also he does the typical bachelor thing. He's like, vulnerability means the world to me. It can melt my heart.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So they have a little bit of kissing, which is the most uncomfortable. He might as well be kissing Justin's grandfather because that's yes. what they're like.
Yeah. It's very like. They're like, okay, let me try again. So then they go back in for more, and they're like, it was weird. It's like a Smurf kiss. You know, on the Smurf, like a
oh
cartoon
kiss.
Oh, my
God, I love it so hard. I can't breathe. Oh, my God. My
and Justin's like, when a man tells you to come here, you come here, because yeah. that's sexy.
Yeah. And if it sounds like a sponge just being on a dish for 1 second, that's so romantic.
I've not kissed somebody like that since I told my mom bye at Christmas, and I love my mom.
Yeah, bitch.
So emphatic.
So we are totally together now. Okay, so
now, are serious.
So now they come back. They show no end of the date or anything. They come back. And Justin comes in the house without Roberto, and he's like, girls, he took me to a perfumery, and we made our own fragrance. And everyone's like, wow, wow, wow.
A scent is serious. How lucky are you? How lucky are roses? So next up is the date with Robert and Jason.
Yeah. Oh, this was the best. Robert's waiting outside to see who his surprise date's going to be. Uh-huh. And Jason comes around the corner and you can literally see Robert's face just crumble. Like, oh.
But at least I won't have to pretend to kiss somebody today again.
Yes.
This poor guy. He's like, is he coloring on his eyebrows? Yes or no? Is this Sharpie on his eyebrows? Tell me truth. I love that he doesn't even talk like that, but in my mind, he always will.
He kind of does. We're just doing it really exaggerated.
And Jason says, you know, I get my date with Roberto today, and I haven't seen him let his hair down yet. I'm like, oh, no, you're bald. Bald people should never say that.
Right.
Just let down your hair, because it's like putting you at a disadvantage right away. I was like, this is not going to go well.
Yeah.
So they go to a spa, which is code word for where any gay guy can get laid. And then I was like, oh, no, this is not going to go well for this guy.
Yeah.
Poor thing.
And they start getting massages. And Jason, I'm liking. I felt bad, but I knew he wasn't going to. I knew Robert wasn't into him.
Yeah, it was pretty obvious. Robert's like, this guy, I cannot tell. You know, on the outside, he's a Fred Flintstone shirt. On the inside, he is a farmer tan.
Yeah.
So who knows? Who knows where this will go?
Yeah. But you could, so they're having no chemistry, anti-chemistry. And all Robert cares about is he's like, let's talk about Chad. I don't want to talk about you. Let's talk about Chad. What's up with Chad?
Oh, what,
so his bags were packed?
Awkward.
Why were his bags packed?
Yes.
And Jason's like, ooh, girl, I'll gossip with you about Chad. Yeah.
Yeah. But his face kind of fell because Roberto's like, oh, I'm so glad we get to spend this time together and, you know, enjoy the positivity of time that the spark can bring us both. So tell me about this Chad. What a bitch. And then after he makes him betray his best friend, then he's like, oh, I love being positive with you. It's like, that was not positive. Right. You just shit-talked somebody else. That's not, that's so faux positive, jerk.
Yep.
And he's like, what do you need in a boyfriend, by the way? Someone who can make sandwiches. Oh, okay, I don't do that. You're out.
Yeah.
He's like, you're in trouble.
But he says chemistry because he's feeling chemistry. Yeah, this is another place where this show veers off of the regular Bachelor because they're actually honest. Well, we'll see. We'll get to that. Okay, so
I'm all scanning my brain. I'm like, is that true?
because they're just so more blunt.
Yeah,
they just okay. They're not like there's not so much game playing in that same way of just like, well, I just you know. Didn't really have a chance to get to know you as well. They're just like, eh, didn't like you.
Yeah, he's like, I will not ever fuck you. So goodbye. Yeah,
yes. So then Lance talks to Roberto, and he goes over who he's still into.
Mm-hmm. Justin got the first kiss. Oh, my God. That is history. Okay, Lance.
Yeah, but he doesn't like Justin either.
Yeah, Lance is kind of a bitchy host. I like it.
Yeah.
He's like, gross.
Yeah.
So Jason, he's like, well, this Jason, you know, I gave 19 little kiss pics to Justin, the lesbian. And then to Jason, one of his keywords is the chemistry. So I got to see how the chemistry was.
Or wasn't.
And Lance's eyebrows are like, any concerns? And he's like, well, you know, somebody packed their bags so they can go. People who pack their bags have trips in their future. But you know this Paul, is he frowning? Is he smiling? I don't know. I'm intrigued. And Brandon, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
Oh, Brandon.
And Danique.
Yeah, Brandon you don't like. I think he's pretty cute.
He is cute.
So they get rid of, the tie ceremony. By the way, I wouldn't even be in the running on this show because I refuse to wear a tie ever. Like, I don't care if my mom ties. I'm not wearing a tie, okay? Maybe a turtleneck. Not a tie person. I'm out. So yeah. They go through the ties, and poor Jason is like, Justin. Wait, so is like, Justin? We created a perfume together. And when I smelled it on him, it made my world spin. Okay.
Yeah. And Robert's like, well, Justin, will you continue to wear my tie? Yeah.
Yes. And then Paul gets the tie, and he does a fake crinkle frown smile.
Yeah.
And he also has a red nose, like he's always got a cold. I don't like him. Can you tell?
Yeah.
That's so fine. Danique is all nervous, and Robert's like, Danique, are you nervous? And he's like, yes, I'm so nervous. And he goes, do you feel like there's a disconnection? A disconnect. I'm like, okay, keep trying.
Yeah.
And poor Danique was like, oh no, this is not good. But he keeps him. He's like, I really hope that we get some one-on-one time because you are great. And you make me smile. Aww.
Will you wear my tie?
Will you wear my tie? So also getting a tie are Dylan, Robbie, Brandon, Sam, and Eric. And then it comes down to Chad and
Jason.
Yeah. Yes, Chad and Jason.
Yeah.
Jason, who just had the bad date in the spa. And Chad, who, you know, is the possible rapist in the pool room.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm on the chopping board.
Yeah.
LOL.
And then Chad's like, he's like, okay, so both of you are in my bottom two. So what do you have to say for yourself? And Chase is like, listen, girl, I felt bullied by one or two or maybe even three or four people in the house. So
do you know how many people didn't suck my dick on the first night? I feel bullied. Canary. He's like, well, I do like birds. So possibly, as long as you did not pack the birds in your bag, you can stay.
Yes. And he's like, Jason, you know, the something you said on our date was very important to you. Very, very, very important. Chemistry.
Oh, this guy's such a bitch. He actually said, Jason, what was your hashtag again? Chemistry. Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
You're going to use my hashtag against me? Girl, yeah. You're the one, like, who made me come up with one.
He's like, so sorry, we don't have chemistry. Bye, boy.
There is not enough chemistry in my bloodstream to make me high enough to want to ever have sex with you. Goodbye! Goodbye. I do not want to fuck a canary. So this guy just seems like a total bitch to me. This Robert Sepulveda Jr. He seems like a total jerk.
He's so mean.
He is. And he's really not even being that mean, but he still comes off as very mean. Does that make sense?
Yes.
How bitchy do you think this guy's going to get?
Very bitchy.
I hope so.
It's just going to keep getting worse.
I hope he becomes so evil. And that brings us to the end of episode 2. So if you want more, go over, grab the bonus episode at rosepricks.com. It's all about the amazing goss that's been going on this week on this show. And let's just hope that these trashy gays keep coming up with more, because I had so much fun talking today.
So much fun. I can't wait for next week.
Oh, I love this show. You guys, we love you so much. Thank you so much for your support. Thank you for listening. Share this with your friends, y'all. Pass it around like it's a Chad.
Do it. All right.
Find us on Twitter and Instagram at RosePricksPod. Find Stephanie on Twitter at SWildertaylor. I'm at Ronnie Karam. And our podcast is at RosePricks.com. We will see you guys later. Bye.
Bye. I just hope.